Is there a difference between being superhuman and being a superhuman? My name is Dawn Culp. I'm a certified hypnotherapist, Reiki master teacher, meditation coach, and owner of the Zen Room in Gilroy, California. You can also find us online at www.thezenroom.net. And today we're going to be talking about the difference between being a superhuman and being superhuman. Everybody, and thanks for joining me for another episode of the Zen Room. So it's been a minute since you heard from me. What can I say? COVID has kept me on my toes. Lots of people out there trying to find their footing. Happy to be able to be there for them as they're coming through. Some of them very difficult times. But the good news is I'm starting to see a light at the end of the tunnel. I'm starting to see, I think everyone I know, with the exception of me and my husband, are in Hawaii right now. They're going to Hawaii or they're coming back from wherever. Like, there's people who are out in the world again and breathing a fresh air, feeling good again, and it's beautiful, and that makes me smile. So today's podcast, since I had a little break in my day, I'm very excited because I know it's been a minute since I have had this opportunity to chat. But there's been a reoccurring theme kind of coming around and around and around, and I just figured it would be worth mentioning or maybe bringing to light some things that reoccurring trends that I keep hearing coming up in conversations that are keeping people from really launching forward into this new breath of fresh air. So if COVID was a time of learning and expansion and redesigning and maybe minimizing or learning to let go or maybe getting off hamster wheels or making long overdue changes, then great, it was necessary and that's good. And some people it was super challenging and some people not so much, and there's a whole bunch of people in the middle. And but as we're looking forward to this light at the end of the tunnel, and as the light starts to get brighter and closer, what I would ask everybody to maybe consider doing is stepping into this new chapter, this new breath of fresh air, with clean shoes. Almost think of it as if you've been stomping around in the mud, and it's been muddy for some. Before coming in the house, either wipe off your shoes or take off your shoes or wash your shoes or wash your feet or whatever. Don't track that mud into the house. Don't track that mud into this next chapter. What if we were to say we want to step into this fresh chapter feeling good and light and clean and accomplished and full of vitality and all of those really, really good things? So what does that mean? Let's wipe off our shoes. What if we were to basically say, think of stomping around in the mud for a minute. Maybe for some of you that mud was, it was really muddy, rearranging. Maybe you got laid off. Maybe you lost your business. And maybe your mud, maybe you're still in the mud. Maybe you're trying to figure out, what does this new life look like? What does this new career path look like? What is this new, you know, I moved to another state or I moved to a new city. What does this look like? Maybe some of you are still in the middle of your mud pit. First of all, what I would say is you are going to find your way on the other side of this. You will. You absolutely will. When it comes time and you feel that mud is starting to go further and further behind you and you're stepping into the house or into your next chapter of your life, what I would say is, wouldn't it make sense to wipe the mud off your feet or to take your shoes off? So why did I title this being superhuman versus superhuman? Sometimes if you think of the word superhuman, maybe Wonder Woman comes to mind or Superman comes to mind. You think of having these super being, meaning above, abilities, above human abilities. Maybe when you think of yourself as being superhuman, you think of yourselves as being, your potential being greater than you normally give yourself credit for, or maybe doing things above and beyond your wildest expectations of who you thought you used to be. Superhuman, just think of like superhero, but you're a superhuman, okay? when you have those superhuman moments, you just feel like, man, all the lights are green when they're supposed to be. I just feel like I'm right where I need to be. Everything feels easy and everything feels good. And I just feel like I've got extra to give. And I just feel like I'm on top of the world. I feel superhuman. I'm a superhuman. And then there's other days where maybe you find yourself getting caught up in the drama of life, or maybe you've heard too many newscasters talk about something and you just feel like you have these moments where you just need to regurgitate the same thing over and over and over again. Or maybe you're just super bitter about something and you just can't seem to shake it, or you're super something about something. You're super angry or frustrated or irritated about something and you just can't seem to let it go. And in those moments, maybe you find yourself having like a super human moment. You know, when I talk about human moments, sometimes it's like, yeah, I'm very aware of my humanity right now. I'm very aware that my ego has the microphone. I'm very aware that, hey, sometimes I'm a human being. Human beings make mistakes. And sometimes I am a super human. I'm having a super human moment. So knowing the difference between those two, if you can think back in your life, maybe at a time that wasn't what you would consider to be your best moment. Maybe it was in high school, or maybe it was back in college, or maybe it was in your 20s, or maybe it was, I don't know. Go look back and think back at maybe a time when you weren't a superhuman. You were feeling like you were having very human, superhuman tendencies to maybe be bitter or lash out, right? Now, if you were to have people documenting that very human moment that you were having, that superhuman moment that you were having, and then launched it onto a social media website or whatever, people might have some opinions about you. And people might have opinions and say, wow, look at her being completely inappropriate. Look at her losing her mind. Look at her having a superhuman moment for all the world to see. And you would go, oh man, yeah, that probably would have gotten me into a little bit of trouble at work. Maybe that would have gotten me in trouble at home. So we all are asking for grace when we have those superhuman moments. So if we're asking for grace from others, maybe what we need to do is give that same grace to others when they are having their superhuman moments. There's a term that's been tossed around a lot right now, and you don't have to look far to find people disappointed in someone for something. The word hypocrite is being tossed around a lot. So it actually made me very curious about the origin of the word hypocrite. So I went to the Merriam-Webster.com online dictionary, and I actually found the origin of the word hypocrite. And I'm going to share it with you here just because I found it to be very interesting. Quote, a number of different things might pop to mind when we hear the word hypocrite. Maybe it's a politician caught in a scandal. Maybe it's a religious leader doing something counter to their creed. Maybe it's a scheming character featured in soap operas. But it's likely that the one thing that doesn't come to mind is the theater. The word hypocrite ultimately came into English from the Greek word hypocrites, which means an actor or a stage player. The Greek word itself is a compound noun. It's made up of two Greek words that literally translates as an interpreter from underneath. That bizarre compound makes more sense when you know that the actors in ancient Greek theater wore large masks to mark which character they were playing, and so they interpreted the story from underneath their masks. The theatrical mask from the first century BCE hypocrite comes from the Greek word meaning an actor. Okay, so I end quote. That's I got all of that from Merriam-Webster.com. When we think of the word hypocrite and the origin of it coming from the Greek meaning an actor, it all of a sudden begs the question, is there ever a time, or has there ever been a time when I have been a hypocrite? when any of us can say, oh yeah, I was acting. I was full-blown acting. That was not a genuine moment. That was not me being authentic. That was me full-blown acting. Can anybody, and I would imagine 99.99999%, probably even some of the most, you know, the people that you would consider the most wonderful, beautiful, spiritual or religious people in the world, have they ever had superhuman moments? The answer is yes, of course. That's the part of being a human being. So in that regard, doesn't that mean that at some point or another, we've all been hypocritical? We've all been hypocrites. Can we all look back? Can we all agree? The answer is yes, that we've all been hypocrites in some way, shape, or form at some point in our lives. And the answer is yeah, for sure, of course. So why would somebody be a hypocrite? When I meditated on this earlier, what I got was there would be three main reasons. Now, I'm not saying that these are the only reasons, but the three that came up in my meditation were these. They would act or pretend or be a hypocrite because, number one, they were trying to survive. Number two, they wanted to be seen. Number three, they wanted to be valued. Let me run through those again. Why would somebody act or why would somebody be hypocritical? One, they were trying to survive. Two, they wanted to be seen. Three, they wanted to be valued. Okay, so the only reason that anybody would behave this way is because somewhere in their life, they were trying to fill a void or they were trying to survive. We've all done it. We've all had those moments where we were super human. We've all had those moments where we were human beyond belief. Okay. And of course we've all had those moments where we felt superhuman, where we're like, gosh, I just feel on top of the world. And I feel like my ideals are aligned with my actions. And I am absolutely this person, 100% authentically this person in this scenario. And I feel superhuman. I feel like I can do no wrong. I feel very connected to something bigger than me. I feel like my actions are very aligned. It all feels good and groovy. Good, good, good. Those are superhuman moments. I feel like Wonder Woman, or maybe you feel like Superman. And that's all great. And guess what? We're all going to have both at some point in our lives. And most of us are going to toggle back and forth between those two. And that's okay. We have to be aware of it. But what I'm asking us to do, I'm asking us to recognize that is inside of us so that we can give other people a break for having maybe hypocritical moments or superhuman moments, knowing that we have those as well in our background or in our immediate, and we'll all do it again one day. If we can give everybody a little bit of a break. Now, that doesn't mean that we excuse illegal behavior and all that stuff. I'm basically not saying that at all. But we can vote. We can make decisions. We can do what needs to be done if something needs to be done from a calm, non-judgmental place. Maybe a place of compassion. Maybe a place of, hey, I can't say that I would have done any better of a job if I was in this person's shoes. However, I think that this person's time is past. I'm going to put in my recommendation, or I'm going to vote this way, or I'm going to whatever your action is. But we don't need to be so violently bitter or angry or verbally abusive on social media. Like, we can just start to let that go. We need to wipe off the mud on the bottoms of our shoes before we step into the next chapter, or we're going to track mud all over the house. And then that's going to require cleanup. And who wants to do that? Who wants to do that? Don't we all want to step into this next fresh, lighthearted chapter feeling better, feeling a little bit more compassion for others, and everybody's just trying to do the best that they can do? Don't we want to be given that same grace in the future if we ever have a superhuman moment? I think we do. I know I do. So if we can look at, maybe we can stop using the word hypocrite. Oh, she's such a hypocrite. Oh, he's such a hypocrite. Well, guess what? We're all hypocrites. So if we're all hypocrites, maybe we can just toss out that word altogether. And maybe we can say, hey, I don't agree with what so-and-so did. I'm going to make some adjustments in my own actions accordingly. Or maybe not. Maybe I'll give them a break and say, hey, you did the best you could, and I can't say that I do any better. Maybe we can give everybody a break and say, hey, everybody's just trying to survive. It's been a year of survival. Some people were trying to survive the virus. Other people were trying to survive bankruptcy. Other people were trying to survive getting swallowed up by some bigger thing, you know, something bigger than them that just they felt like they were running from. So if everybody felt like we were all in survival mode for one reason or another, and when you're in survival mode, guess what? I think that hypocrisy just goes with the territory to some extent. It's a survival tactic. Then we all need to say, hey, I've had less than genuine moments, which makes me a hypocrite. So I guess this person probably can say the same. What if we all just said, hey, guess what? New slate, new chapter. I'm going to wipe off my feet before I walk into the house, and I'm going to look at everybody with fresh eyes, because guess what? I think we all need a little bit of room. And some of you are going to be able to do that easier than others. But at the very least, even if you can't get your head around supporting a mom and pop store that maybe had a different political view than you, and you're like, well, then I'm just not going to go into their establishment anymore. You can absolutely do that. Or maybe you look at them and say, you know what, they were in big time survival mode. They were probably not having their best moment. So maybe I'm going to lift him up by giving him some business as opposed to punishing him for not. Or you can say, hey, look, I'm not going to put my dollar there, but I don't wish him any harm. I don't wish him, you know, I'm not going to go around and smear his name in mud all over the place. That's not going to help me. That's not a boomerang I want to catch, for sure. You know, punishing people for doing things that you don't necessarily agree with, and then slander, or even just thinking of it as negative energy out there, it's not going to help you. It's, again, if we have to catch every boomerang that we toss, we have to ask ourselves, is this a boomerang I want to catch? Is this judgmental, muddy boomerang something that I want to catch eventually? And if the answer is no, then maybe don't toss it. If you need to rearrange your vote a little bit, hey, you can do that without being brutal on social media. Of course you can. Of course you can. It doesn't have to be that, it doesn't have to be that violently bitter and angry and frustrated. So what if we were to basically say, we're not going to track mud into the next chapter. We just don't want to do that. We're going to wipe our feet. We're going to come in clean, fresh eyes, new heart, new chapter. And we all can participate by saying, in any given moment, I can choose to smell like a jasmine flower or like a cup of sewer water. The choice is ours. We can either bring something new and fresh that the world wants to smell and engage with and be a part of, or we can bring our glass of sewage into the next chapter with us and watch people flee from us because we stink. Energetically, I recommend wiping our feet and smelling like jasmine, because you're going to like, we're going to like, as a collective, we're going to like what we get out of the system by putting so much goodness into the system, okay? Again, we all have moments of being superhuman, and we all have moments of being superhuman. Let's lead in this next chapter with a whole lot of grace. Bring our very best selves into this next chapter, because it's going to take all of us to get through this last little bit of mud together, to get out of it without judgment, without bitterness. And let's find our superhumans inside and try to lead with that. Okay, everybody. this is going to resonate with some of you. It's not going to resonate with all of you. For those of you that did, I hope that you got something out of it, and take it forward and see how you can do. For the rest of you, thanks for indulging me, and maybe the next topic will be up your alley, okay? All right, all you superhumans, have a fabulous rest of your day. But for now, peace out, and enjoy the sunshine. Take care.